Julie Wethington is a mother and a graduate of Kansas State University. She's lived around the Flint Hills for the majority of her life, and her kids have grown up and left the house. After years of consideration, Julie finally decided to become a CASA volunteer in 2015. Since then, she's had a handful of cases and has impacted the lives of several children who have gone through the horrors of child abuse and neglect. Part of being a CASA is the fact that volunteers face a lot of emotional challenges when they take on a court case and support a child.
It's challenging because the children are hurting. In my current case, one of the children is currently living in a foster home, and going through that experience alongside of her being removed from the home where she was living and then placed in the foster home, there's just a lot of emotions and feelings that go through all of that.
Not only does Julie face challenges and the reward of building bonds and helping children move to a safe environment, she says she knows from experience what they may be going through.
When you have feelings about something, you can be either sympathetic or empathetic. Because of my own experience as a child and temporarily being in foster care as a teenager, I have empathy for one particular child right now who is also in the foster care system that I advocate for.
Wethington told KMAN that the difference between volunteering for CASA and being a social worker is that there's many occasions where a CASA is the only consistent adult figure in a child's life during the court process. She says she's built some bonds with some of the children she's helped along the way and has advice for anyone considering volunteering for a cause such as Sunflower CASA.
It comes from the heart, the willingness and the want to do this. And I think everybody has that within them. I've wanted to be a CASA for probably 10 years. And there was always, well, I need to finish raising my children. I need to do this. I need to do that. And then after my children were out of the nest, to say, I still waited. You know, there were still other things.
Whether or not someone may want to volunteer for a place like CASA, Wethington says anyone is capable of making the community they live in a better place.
You just got to do what you love. Right now, this is something I love doing, and it is rewarding in a lot of aspects personally because I feel like I'm giving back to a system that I was part of for a very short time of my childhood. I'm hopeful that the time that I give to this, that the people that I affect along the way, that I share my time with along the way, that they'll remember it and they'll pay it forward in their lifetime.
Sunflower CASA says the goal of their organization is based on the principle that each child deserves a safe, permanent, nurturing home where they can thrive. Since the start of CASA, they say they've helped over 1 million children nationwide, thanks to the help of volunteers just like Julie Wethington. Read the full story on newsradiokman.com. For News Radio KMAN, I'm Michaela Gentine.